It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Saturday Night Live opened its 44th season with a skit mocking Brett Kavanaugh's hearings. A lengthy cold open reimagined the Kavanaugh hearings with Matt Damon as the Supreme Court nominee and a guest appearance by Rachel Dratch.
Judge Kavanaugh, are you ready to begin?
Let me tell you this. I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick. I'm here tonight because of a sham, a political con job orchestrated by the Clintons and George Soros and Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin's involved too?
Right. Kanye West stayed on stage after his SNL performance and freestyled about being bullied backstage and his pro-Trump hat that he wore on the show.
Follow your heart and stop following your mind. That's how we're controlled. That's how we're programmed. If you want the world to move forward, try love. Thank y'all for giving me this platform. I know some of y'all don't agree. I think the universe has balance. 90% of news are liberal. 90% of TV, LA, New York, writers, rappers, musicians. So it's easy to make it seem like it's so one-sided.
I didn't actually disagree with that he had said on SNL that got leaked. However, I did disagree with him tweeting over the weekend that we should abolish the 13th Amendment, which outlawed slavery. And when TMZ asked him about that, he said that he'd explain more today.
Well, I mean, I know that you came out and you said you don't necessarily want to abolish it, but you want to amend it.
Amend.
What part do you want to amend?
You know what? Let's open up the conversation and do some more research. I'm going to see Harvey tomorrow morning. I'll do some more research and I'll talk
to him.
You know, like, that's interesting to bring up. And I was wondering, Liv the Web Girl, too, like the big feminist on the show here. What do you feel about, I don't know if Kanye will delve into this or not, finally ending women's suffrage? Do you agree or no? Like, is it time that we finally end women's suffrage?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Lindsay Lohan, who was in Moscow, got out of her car and approached a family of two boys their parents. This is the craziest thing that I've... This is crazier than the Kanye stuff, okay? So she says she's on Instagram Live. She says they're Syrian refugees who need help. Then she accuses them of trafficking their own kids as she speaks in both English and Arabic. At one point, she says you're ruining Arabic culture. After following the family and trying to snatch their children away, you see the mother attack Lindsay, hitting her in the face. Here's some audio of it.
Tell me your story so I can help you. Look what's happening. They're trafficking children. I won't leave until I take you.
Boom!
I don't understand.
Let's see here. You go and try to jack somebody's kids. And, okay, that's a terrible impersonation. That's me like... I'm Scottish today.
Yeah, the weird accent going in and out, like she's absolutely on major drugs. Don't try to tell me otherwise.
Allegedly, I don't want to get sued.
Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish's Night School took the top spot at the weekend box office. The comedy opened in first place with $28 million, while the animated Smallfoot opened in second place with $23 million. We actually have a bunch of people in the studio from Flick's Brewhouse. Everyone cheer. What up?
Yeah.
And they were nodding their heads. Yes, they can attest that that Night School, I guess, was the most popular movie this weekend at the theater. Chris Martin and NYPD Assistant Chief Kathleen O'Reilly explained that a fence barrier is what collapsed at the Global Citizen Festival over the weekend. There were no shots fired. There was this like huge noise, and a lot of people at the Global Citizen Festival thought that there was another like concert shooting.
Oh,
it was so scary. People started freaking out, and then that's when Chris Martin got on stage and explained, like, no, that's not what happened.
What happened is a barrier, I think, fell down. Of course, it caused people to be a little frightened and stuff like that, but nobody is trying to hurt anybody. You're all safe, okay? I just want to tell you that.
Coming up after 8:15, you won't believe who Zayn Malik rebounded with after his breakup with Gigi Hadid, and more performers have been added to the AMAs.